News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 6:05, FM Talk 106.5. It is Mobile Mornings halfway through the week on this Wednesday. We'll get more from Dr. Bill's forecast coming up right after traffic with Kane.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, so far, Mobile Police Department, County, and State Troopers are clear. No problems at Airport, Spring Hill, and Dalton and 65. From Tillman's Corner and Theodore, been a great start there, and across the Bayway and the Causeway with no delays. From this day forward, imagine affordable elegance with Four Diamond Luxury. Let the Battle House Hotel turn a dream wedding into reality. Their team of certified wedding planners can organize every detail. Call 338-5441. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be warmer with temperatures in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight clear with patchy fog developing after midnight, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with afternoon readings in the lower 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
If you own property that looks like a jungle or own a waterfront home or lot and you can't even see the water, then you need to call Mako Forestry Services. Clearing and removing property underbrush for over 21 years, significantly improving the enjoyment, the use, and value of your property. Mako has all the equipment to get the job done on budget and on schedule. Call for a free and fair estimate, 747-1802. Mako Forestry, turning your canvas into a work of art.
All right, 6:07, FM Talk 106.5. You made it to Wednesday. Good news. Heading for a high around 76 today, 64 now at our studios, and it feels a little bit better, a little drier air in the mix. More details coming up from staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. We'll do that around 6:35. Also Wednesday, that means our buddy Jeff Poor joins us coming up a little after 8 o'clock. And big news today, Midday Mobile live from the USS Alabama. I mean, on the deck of the USS Alabama. Put some of the pictures up on Twitter last night. That was just my truck up there. But today, the mobile command unit will be up there. We'll be doing the show from noon to 1, Midday Mobile, and Scuttlebutt from 1 to 2.
So cool. Yeah, I love the pictures that you put up. And I was grinning. Can't wait to see the van up there. That looked like a truck commercial that you posted.
Hopefully Toyota get on my Instagram. Toyota will get give me some money for that picture. But we say that the mobile command unit will go up there. Tom Claxton and I, Tom, of course, one of the hosts of the car show on Monday, he and I tried to gauge the whether you would high center the van or not using my truck as a model. We think the van will make it, not get high centered as you go up the gangplank and turn on to the actual deck of the USS Alabama. We're not sure.
Either way, there's going to be a show.
There's going to be a show. Now, if the van is teeter-tottering on the where the gangplank hits the deck of the USS Alabama, I don't know at this point, but we'll bring some extra butter and some people to push the van over the top.
Yeah, it'll either be a great Midday Mobile show or it will be a viral video. One way or the other.
Well put. Talk more about that coming up right now. Let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. News out of Montgomery this morning as Governor Kay Ivey's press secretary steps down from his post as he is running for a Montgomery seat in the Alabama House of Representatives. Daniel Sparkman has tossed his hat into the ring as one of six qualifiers for a Republican nomination for the special election in House District 74. That election being held as a result of the untimely death of Representative Dimitri Palizos. The deadline to qualify with the parties was Tuesday. The primary is June 11th. Rafer Mack was the only Democrat to qualify. Sparkman is expected to hold a press conference later today. In your health news this morning, the measles outbreak, yes, it's happening in multiple states nationwide. Thankfully, though, no cases of measles have been reported in the state of Alabama in the last 12 months. According to the Alabama Department of Public Health and data that they're continually tracking, and the CDC, both confirm that 92% of Alabama kindergartners had all required vaccinations for the 2020 2017-2018 school year, 0.1% had filed for exemptions. State law requires children to be up to date on their vaccinations prior to attending school, and adolescents and college students must also be up to date on their MMR, that's measles, mumps, and rubella immunizations. You can file for vaccine exemptions based on religious or medical reasons. CDC figures show that 71.2% of children that age in Alabama had received the recommended doses vaccines, including MMR, in 2018. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Back in the day, this was a high-speed internet connection. But times change, and so should the way you bank. PNC Virtual Wallet helps you stay on top of your finances in a digital world. See what you're spending by category. Set up automatic savings with a few simple taps. And see scheduled payments before they hit. Virtual Wallet helps make banking easy. It's time for a change. Now through May 3rd, earn up to $300 when you open and use a select new virtual wallet product. Simply establish a qualifying direct deposit and make 10 purchases with a PNC Visa debit card. To learn more, visit a branch or pnc.com/checking offer. PNC Bank. Make today the day. Visa is a registered trademark of Visa International Service Association and is used under license. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A Northwest Florida man calls deputies to say he's being harassed on Facebook and ends up being arrested for sexual assault. Deputies say 36-year-old Dean Matthews was working as a repairman in a woman's home in January when he allegedly assaulted her. A photo of him went viral online.
My detective said, woohoo, I'll come take the report. And they came out to his house and they arrested him.
Mobile's fire chief is reaching out to Houston firefighters as massive layoffs loom in the biggest city in Texas. Houston voters approved a pay raise for firefighters last year, but the city's mayor claims they have to lay off staff to pay for it. The first round of layoffs went out last week. This week, Mobile fire chief Mark Seeley posted an appeal on Facebook asking for Houston firefighters to apply in the port city. Alabama Attorney General Steve Marshall is pushing for lawmakers to pass a bill that would reform the state parole board. The bill would require violent offender to serve 85% of their sentence before being eligible for parole. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
When you need roofing service, you need Mobile Roofing. Complying with Alabama's new roofing law, their licensed roofing professionals have the correct licensing and can certify your roof material warranty. It pays to hire a professional in this climate, one of the rainiest and windiest cities in the U.S. Call Mobile Roofing for any residential or commercial roofing or estimate. Check for credential, license, and insurance from your roofing professional because you need and want it done right the first time. Roofing you can count on. Mobile Roofing and Construction. It's in the name. 251-888-0303.
The news, weather, and traffic you need.
You need
the talk you want.
You want.
And the sports you love.
You love.
This is FM Talk.
FM Talk
106.5.
106.5.
Auburn's Jared Harper announces he'll test the NBA waters. Magic Johnson disappears, and the Braves win again. 6:14 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Auburn Tigers junior point guard Jared Harper announced yesterday that he plans to leave school early and enter the NBA draft. Harper ranks fifth in Auburn history in career assists and averaged 15.3 points a game this season, helping to lead the Tigers to a first-ever Final Four appearance. In his announcement yesterday, Harper said that he plans to leave after the spring semester and will hire an agent to help guide him through the draft process. Under a new rule in college basketball, players are allowed to hire an agent and test the NBA draft waters to see how high they may go in the draft, but they are allowed to rejoin their college team if they withdraw before the draft. Tennessee Vols two-time SEC Player of the Year Grant Williams also announced yesterday that he plans to enter the NBA draft this season. Williams hasn't ruled out the possibility of returning for his senior season, and Kentucky sophomore P.J. Washington also declared for the draft. Washington currently a projected top 20 pick. As the NBA enters the final day of the regular season today, some shocking news last night as Los Angeles Lakers team president Magic Johnson abruptly announced that he is stepping down from his position in the organization. Johnson announced the news in an impromptu press conference without telling team owner Jeannie Buss or anyone in the organization of his decision.
I got a great life. I was like, damn, I got a great life outside of this. What am I doing? You know, I got a beautiful life. So I'm going to go back to that beautiful life.
This year in Magic's second year at the helm, the Lakers went 37-45 with future Hall of Famer LeBron James now on the team. The Lakers thanked Johnson in a statement, saying in part, there is no greater Los Angeles Laker than Irvin Johnson. He will always be not only a Lakers icon, but our family. On the court last night, Dwayne Wade and Dirk Nowitzki were honored by their home crowds, as both have announced that they will retire following the season. Wade scored 30 points in a 122-99 Miami Heat season finale win over Philadelphia. The Heat were eliminated from the playoffs, with the Detroit Pistons defeating Memphis 100-93. And Nowitzki scored a season-high 30 points in what is likely his final home game as a Dallas Maverick. Dallas defeated Phoenix 120-109. They'll finish their season tonight in San Antonio against the Spurs. In other games, Golden State beat New Orleans 112-103, marking the end of Anthony Davis's time with New Orleans. Davis did not play for the Pelicans last night and will likely be traded this offseason. Oklahoma City edged out Houston 112-111. Boston beat Washington 116-110. And Charlotte crushed Cleveland 124-97. In the majors last night, Max Fried had another great night on the mound for Atlanta in a 7-1 Braves win over Colorado. Ronald Acuna Jr. and Dansby Swanson both homered in the win. Washington beat Philadelphia 10-6 in extra innings off a 3-run 10th inning home run from Juan Soto. Phillies' Bryce Harper also had a 3-run homer in the loss. St. Louis shut out the L.A. Dodgers 4-0. Cincinnati shut down Miami 14-0 to end a 5-game losing streak. That's a football score right there. The Reds hit 5 home runs in the blowout win. Tampa Bay beat the White Sox 10-5. Jose Altuve hit his 100th career home run, and the Houston Astros defeated the Yankees 6-3. Toronto beat Boston 7-5. Stopping the defending World Series champions and putting them at 3-9 this season. The Angels beat the Brewers 11-8. The Twins beat the Mets 14-8. And Arizona topped Texas 5-4. It's 6:18 now. FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports right here on Mobile Mornings.
All right, thank you, D. And on the way, researchers asked 2,000 people to name the top inventions that have improved their lives the most. Consider what your top might be. We'll talk about that coming up in just a second.
Your health deserves the best. Hey, this is Garrett Williamson with Personal Edge Fitness, where our exercise scientist and physiotherapist have been training the best of Mobile for the last 2 decades. Listen, you're worth it. Call us today for your free wellness evaluation or check us out online at personaledgefitness.com and Facebook. Whether at our award-winning Spring Hill facility, your corporate setting, at home, or online, we train you for life. personaledgefitness.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be warmer with temperatures in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight clear with patchy fog developing after midnight, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with afternoon readings in the lower 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
What is us?
Us is a foundation.
Us is the future.
Us is a bond.
But right now, that bond is frayed.
And we need a place that could make it whole.
From diabetes prevention to safety around water.
The Y fills the gaps.
And bridges our divides.
But they can't do it without us.
Donate today.
Because where there's a Y, there's an us.
Read by members of the Y.
The Y for a better us.
The radio show voted most likely to draw a targeting penalty.
Right now, you officially qualify.
I can't believe I'm saying it. It's one of the dumbest callers we've ever had.
You're a lying piece of crap. You are a loser.
The Paul Feinbaum Show on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning from the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. We've had light traffic so far from Daphne, Fairhope, and Spanish Fort across the Bayway and downtown through the tunnels. Good news is no accidents in the roadways. We've had a quiet ride from Airport, Spring Hill, and Moffitt, and again from Tillman's Corner and Theodore. No delays. This City of Mobile Special Events Department bringing back Spring Break Kids Days this week from 10 to 1. There'll be face painting, balloon clowns, inflatables, and more. Get all the details at specialeventsmobile.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Probably should not say.
No, but let's hear it.
But you know, Kelly's report about Daniel Sparkman, who is chief of staff for Governor Ivey. Moving on, maybe running for that Palazzo seat there in Montgomery. Maybe great news for this show. Now, I don't know what I do, but I got put on ice by Jennifer Artis, who was the press secretary for Bentley, in his first term, at the end of his first term.
When no one had a problem
right,
with him.
Everybody else was chill. I just asked questions about the governor back then.
Yeah.
I got put on ice. I have been nothing but cool to Governor Ivey. Not cool like mean, but like good. You know,
yeah,
like
no.
I really want to talk to her and all that. Answer him the last time that Governor Ivey was on the show. Oh, yeah, that'd be never.
Yeah.
And the gatekeeper there is Sparkman. Just saying. I hate to air the dirty laundry here on the air, but I just want to say. So, Sparkman, good luck. I hope you get elected to some other position. So
hopefully that works out for us, for the station.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, you've never said, you know, a bad word about the governor.
No.
I mean, she's even been on
challenged some things in a fair way.
She's even been on the intro to the show.
Yes.
For years.
The high-stepping turkeys.
Yeah.
Why would she have a problem with me?
I don't know.
All right, 622 FM Talk 106.5. Okay, here's this... I'm going to put this survey up. I want to hear from y'all. This is one of these where they went out and they surveyed 2,000 people through onepoll.com.
Okay.
2,000 people to name the top invention that has improved your life the most. Okay?
The wheel.
Okay, you would think there's a top 10. We'll give it, but you come up with your top three.
Okay,
okay?
Yeah,
come up with your
easy.
Top three, and then we'll land this plane when we get back. 621 FM Talk 106.5. Let's catch some headlines now. Here's Kelly.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. If you are excited to welcome the new Mobile River Bridge, or maybe you have questions about future construction, you are invited to a number of key meetings happening next month, so mark your calendar. The first meeting for the Alabama Department of Transportation and the Mobile River Bridge and Bayway Group will be May 7th in Spanish Fort at the Spanish Fort Community Center. The second meeting is scheduled for May 9th at the Mobile Civic Center. Both meetings are scheduled to last from 4:30 until 8 p.m., Now, the goal is to update residents on the progress of the project and future plans ahead. While many states are focusing on going green and recycling, the state of Alabama is working to make it easier for you to use plastic bags, styrofoam, and containers. A legislative committee has advanced legislation in Montgomery to prohibit Alabama cities from banning plastic grocery bags. The bill by Republican Senator Steve Livingston of Scottsboro would prohibit local governments from banning the use of plastic bags, foam cups, and other single-use bags and containers. It would also prohibit local governments from charging a fee for use of the single-use containers and keeps uniformity, he says, across the state. Tammy Harrington, the executive director of Conservation Alabama, says that she thinks residents should make that call within their own local communities and that the bill, quote, cut and paste legislation pushed by an outside group. The Senate Governmental Affairs Committee voted 9-2 on Tuesday to send that bill to the Senate floor. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. And I'm going to get into that. That is my rant of the day on that bill. And two things. And also, Kelly mentioned cut and paste legislation, which, by the way, you talk about being put on ice. I tried to go through the proper channels over at USA Today.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of just going to the reporters like we normally do, because like we get along with those folks, I went through the proper channels at USA Today where they have booking person for their, for their writers. And nothing.
They
nothing
shut you down.
So we'll go do what we do. We'll go to our people. We'll go to the reporters and hopefully, because there's a USA Today story. They worked with the Arizona Republic and a couple others about this cut and paste legislation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've been obsessed since Monday on this story.
Yeah.
But, and I tell you what, I'm going to just go ahead and put it out on Twitter. Y'all can read through it as we try to get those people on the show.
You're going to cut and paste, put it on Twitter?
Oh, absolutely. Cut and paste, a cut and paste story. But it's about how legislation, they looked around the country, how many bills were almost exactly the same because think tanks and other groups out there were putting bills together that often benefited special interest, sending them to legislators in states, and those legislators were acting like they were those bills were their own idea, and they were pushing them through. Y'all, it's dirty as a day is long. We'll get into that coming up in just a little bit. But the initial thing that Kelly said that'll have my rant for today is this plastic bag bill.
Mm-hmm.
It's making me. The state of Alabama that will complain that the federal government is, which I agree with the state, is overreaching
right
into to the rights of the states, they'll do the same thing. The state will do the same thing to municipalities. So, oh well. All right, 625. I mentioned this story about the most important inventions in your life. Mm-hmm. Researchers asked 2,000 people to name the top inventions that improved their lives the most. I've got the list here, but your top three.
My top three. The wheel.
Okay.
Because they're on cars.
Okay. Very good.
The cell phone. Okay. Because I can talk to anybody at any time. And light beer.
Oh, that's pretty good. Okay.
I was going to say beer, but light beer means I can drink more of it.
That's true. That's true. So I have cell phones or smartphones in that mix, which, I mean, that has to bring up. Does that mean you also bring up the internet or all those things? But cell phone, smartphone on my list. Antibiotics.
Oh, yeah.
You know, any kind of antibiotics to treat. I mean, people used to die from regular infections. And air conditioning. Those are my three.
Those are good.
Here's what the folks said.
I forgot about AC.
Yeah, AC is the, I mean, would you want to live in the South all summer without AC? It'd been tough times here. All right, so here's what they said in this poll. Number one was a washing machine.
Boo.
Really? Really, if you have a choice between antibiotics, air conditioning, or having to hand wash clothes. I'll hand wash clothes all day.
Just use a basin.
That's right. Refrigerators, number two. Pretty good.
Yeah, that's
food
good.
Safety. Number three, smartphones on that list. Number four, really? Online banking.
Oh, come on.
I mean, is it convenient? Sure. Is it in your top 10 of modern conveniences technology that...
It just makes me depressed going online to see it. And I like going into the banks, talking to the tellers.
Yeah,
that's fun.
Yeah, I don't. number five on here, laptops. So, okay, wait. Online banking is more important than computers on this list? Good. Wireless internet, number six. So, online banking is more important than laptops or wireless internet? Microwaves coming in at number seven.
Uh-huh. I like those.
Number eight, dishwashers. Hmm. Really?
Yeah, come on.
I mean, they're nice, but, I mean, would you rather have antibiotics and the wheel and
so much laziness.
Air conditioning? Number nine, GPS. Yeah, pretty good. Pretty important. Number 10. Things like Keurig coffee makers.
No.
They should take the people that answered those top 10 in the poll and, I don't know, but like, take away their citizenship if they're in the United States. Do so. There must be some commiserate punishment for that bad, bad top 10 answers.
And, you know, the cliches, they didn't even use, the greatest thing since the wheel. The wheel wasn't up there. And sliced bread. No one said sliced bread.
You know, but the thing is, sliced bread, would it really have been such a problem just to tear off as much bread as you needed?
No, actually, that sounds you know? A lot better.
Okay, you wanted some bread, you tore off what you needed. You could either have the bread sliced or you could have antibiotics or air conditioning.
I'll take the antibiotics and AC.
Yeah, that's how I roll. 628 FM Talk 106.5. We'll check in with News 5 for Dr. Bill next.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Lawmakers in Montgomery will get their first look at a bill that would require developers to consider impacts to schools when planning housing developments. It's of particular interest to fast-growing counties like Baldwin County. State Senator Chris Elliott.
Dial the school system in on what's coming early on in the process so that they can better plan to make sure that we have the capacity we need for the students that are inevitably going to come from the development.
Police are looking for the gunman in a shooting that happened Tuesday on Raven Drive in Mobile. A man was shot several times and rushed to the hospital with injuries we're told are not life-threatening. Gas prices are up across the Gulf Coast. Since the first of the year, the price of regular unleaded is up 55 cents. According to GasBuddy.com, gas is $2.43 a gallon in Mobile, $2.65 a gallon in Pensacola. And Yahoo is ready to pay more than $117 million to settle a lawsuit over massive data breaches. The proposed settlement was announced Tuesday. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Make no mistake, an IRS problem is a serious legal matter. I'm local attorney John Willis. My law office is in Fairhope, Alabama, and we focus exclusively on helping people solve their IRS tax problems. Several national tax resolution companies have recently been hit with consumer complaints, lawsuits, and government actions. As a result, many have shut down or filed bankruptcy. So before you send money to an out-of-town company with high-pressure salesmen and a TV spokesperson, check their reputation. My firm has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we've handled hundreds of cases right here on the Gulf Coast. Your initial consult is completely free and confidential, and we'll tell you on the spot exactly how much it'll cost. So if you're facing IRS wage levies, bank levies, or tax liens, call us today at 251-990-3261 or visit our website, willislawpc.com. That's 251-990-3261 or willislawpc.com. If you have IRS problems, you need an attorney. You need me, John Willis.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
Talking with my buddy Austin Keefe from Arrow Exterminators, and it is mosquito season. It starts early around here.
Well, it's pretty much all year round.
That's right. Actually, in a year like this where we've had so much rain, y'all are probably already getting calls about mosquitoes.
We do. We get them early in the year, sometimes even in December.
Okay, so we know that either we already have a mosquito problem or we're going to have a mosquito problem. First of all, over the years past, you've given us some common sense tips to try to reduce the amount of mosquitoes in our yard.
Yeah, I mean, the plans that we do work, but we also have to have homeowner help, which is make sure the trash can lids are closed, make sure those little pans underneath your flower pots have holes in them or are being drained out, so you're eliminating some of the moisture sources around your house.
But still, the mosquitoes are around. How do y'all treat this?
Well, we can come out and send our home evaluator. He'll take a look at the yard and give you a prescribed area that he feels needs to be catered to your particular needs.
All right. Well, if we want to get that appointment, tell us how to do it.
You can reach us at 888-GO-ARROW or arrowexterminators.com.
Heavy snow blasting parts of the West and Midwest. Meteorologist Pedram Javahari tells us more than 40 million Americans are under some kind of weather advisory today, with Colorado, Nebraska, and Kansas now getting the worst of it first.
What an incredible pattern here when it comes to the significance in the wide-reaching impacts of this storm system across the western U.S., the plains, the Intermountain West. Not only do we have winter weather watches, winter storm warnings, and also blizzard warnings in place, but it even includes the Denver Metro as we go in towards this afternoon and this evening.
Blizzard may set snow records in parts of the upper Midwest by tomorrow. The deadline for the IRS to turn over some of President Trump's tax records to the House Ways and Means Committee is here today, with no sign the agency will cooperate with House Democrats. Prime Minister Theresa May is off to Brussels today, asking for another delay of Britain's departure from the European Union, but EU leaders say they need to know first if she has a plan to break the UK's political impasse. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. Boeing didn't book any commercial orders for its 737 jetliner in March, the first month without a sale of the aerospace giant's best-selling aircraft in almost 7 years. Boeing delivered just 11 737 MAX jets last month, far off the pace needed to reach the aircraft maker's plans to hand over 900 jetliners this year. Analysts now expect Boeing to be more likely to deliver about 750 jets in 2019, with forecasts of the potential financial impact ranging from $2 to $3 billion. Levi Strauss posted a profit and reported a nearly 7% increase in net revenue during its latest quarter, an indication that jean makers' investments online and in its denim products are paying off. Their earnings report marked Levi's first since its return to the public markets last month. Crude oil up 52 cents at $64.50 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures indicating a modestly higher open. That's Your Money Now.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the blue star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast, or your money back.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal buildings are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop or a 3-car garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
Are you a business owner? Have you ever considered selling your business? At some time or another, every owner must consider exit strategies and should take maximum advantage of favorable conditions. Don't wait for uncontrollable circumstances or the market to make these critical decisions for you. Transworld's mergers and acquisitions team can guide you through every step of the process. Contact Transworld of Mobile for a no-obligation consultation or visit tworld.com/mobile. Our value is maximizing your value.
Now Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
It's 635 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right. I kind of like the way the day's shaping up. It's just been a half hour or so of daylight, but I'm liking what I'm seeing. What am I seeing?
Well, we've got a really nice day shaping up. We had clouds that just stayed around for most of yesterday, sun kind of peeking out now and then. We did get up to about 78 yesterday afternoon. But now the dry air is in place, and it'll be sunny, and we're going to warm up quite a bit. 85 for this afternoon, so this could be the warmest day so far this year. And just a light north wind, but it will become south in the afternoon. That means we'll start to bring a little bit of moisture in. So tonight, even though it will be clear, we could see fog develop after midnight, low tonight in the low 60s. And then tomorrow, another pretty good day, mostly sunny, with a high of about 82 tomorrow afternoon. After that, we've got to face a couple of weather fronts, one on Friday and another one on Sunday. On Friday, a cold front will move into Mississippi, and it will stall before it gets here. So there's a chance we could see a few isolated showers, particularly in the afternoon on Friday, with a high of around 80 degrees. But then on Saturday, it'll be mostly cloudy with a few scattered showers and a high in the upper 70s. And then on Sunday, a low-pressure system will form over South Texas. It'll track on up through western portion of Mississippi into Tennessee. And that's going to give us some showers and thunderstorms. Those showers and thunderstorms will develop Saturday night and will continue into Sunday morning. And then a cold front will move in, and it will give us some cooler temperatures for the beginning of next week. But also, it's going to produce a few severe thunderstorms for Saturday night and Sunday morning. Most of that activity, the greater part of the activity, will be up through central Alabama. But we could see a few severe thunderstorms here along the Gulf Coast. So again, that will be Saturday night into Sunday morning. And then by Sunday afternoon, we should see a cold front sweep through, and it will start to clear off. And Sunday night will cool down to around 50 degrees. And then Monday and Tuesday looks good with dry weather, sunny and 75 on Monday, and about 80 and partly cloudy on Tuesday. So we do have some significant weather, and again, that's Saturday night and into Sunday morning.
Okay, so first of all, you said severe thunderstorms, but when you say severe, I also got to ask the question, because what happened just earlier this week, you think any tornadic activity maybe north of us, or what do you expect?
North of us, yeah, that possibility exists through central and northern Alabama for Saturday night and very early on Sunday. Here, looks like we could see some severe thunderstorms and mainly straight-line winds.
All right. And just kind of a look at weather outside of our area, upper Midwest, Rockies. I mean, even though it's springtime, they're getting some winter right now.
That's a very strong storm system that's well away from our area. But it's a powerful storm moving out of Kansas and then up into Nebraska. And on the northern side, they're going to expect blizzard conditions, very high winds and snow and blowing snow. So that's a tough area for weather here for the next 24 hours is through the upper plains and in the upper Midwest.
All right. And just to kind of go back to your forecast for the weekend, Saturday night into Sunday morning, does that mean Saturday is okay to get outside? And what about Sunday?
Most of Saturday, we'll just see a few scattered showers, and a few scattered showers, temperatures in the upper 70s. But then it's Saturday night after dark, we start to see an increase in shower and thunderstorm activity. And then most likely, we'll probably see a line of showers and thunderstorms move in sometime Sunday morning. And that will precede the cold front that might not even get through here till around midday.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with forecast right here at FM Talk 106.5. Give you a heads up about the folks over at Grove. Grove makes healthier home products accessible and affordable, and over 500,000 families shopping grove.co for non-toxic dish soap, plant-based skincare, and tree-free bath tissue. Grove makes it easy to find the best natural, eco-friendly products online and then delivers them straight to your door so you can make better choices for your family with just one click. In our house, it was about the cleaning supplies. And I had said this before, my wife had been doing her own home brews of cleaning supplies over the last couple of years, trying to find non-toxic substances, and that was all well and good, except they didn't really do a good job of cleaning. We've solved that problem. The stuff at Grove, it works great. It's healthier for you. It's healthier for the planet. And the key is it really works. So we got our order from Grove a couple weeks ago. And some of the items, we've got a whole bunch, but some of the items I'm using more than any others, the Spearmint Antibacterial Bathroom Cleaner. It works great. Smells great. It's chemical-free. Also, the Eucalyptus Mint Shower Spray. You've got the 7th Generation Hand Soap when the lavender smell is fantastic, plus the Mrs. Meyer's Spring Multi-Surface Spray. Right now, you can get on board all those products and a whole lot more. New customers, you'll get a free cleaning set in a limited edition scent when you place your order of $20 or more. You'll get the Mrs. Meyer Spring Hand Soap, the Spring Dish Soap, the Spring Multi-Surface Spray that I love, Grove Collaborative Cleaning Caddy, and their Walnut Scrubber Sponges. We use those in the kitchen, and they work great. Try Grove now before this exclusive spring offer runs out. For a limited time, y'all can get a three-piece cleaning set from Mrs. Meyer Spring Scents, a free 60-day VIP membership, and a surprise bonus gift just when you sign up and place an order of $20 or more. All that, get an incredible deal, so much free stuff. But to do that, you gotta check out Grove and our special offer at grove.co/mobile. And that's right, it's grove.co, not .com, just .co/mobile. 641, we're coming right back. We'll check traffic with Kane next.
The Mobile Amateur Radio Club invites you to the Mobile Ham Fest, Saturday, April 13th at the Abba Temple Shrine, 7701 Hit Road near Schillinger's. If you're a licensed ham, come out and enjoy the fellowship. Testing will be provided from 8 to 2 for that first license or to upgrade yours. Need a table? Call 251-635-2327. Find new and used equipment and accessories for sale, along with refreshments and prize drawings. Saturday, April 13th, Shriners all on Hit Road.
Good morning, everyone. From the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department do have an accident. They're moving out of the roadway. It's going to be northbound 65, just a few miles south of 43 on exit 19. A disabled vehicle also blocking the right shoulder, I-10 westbound around the 17-mile marker. It's going to be near exit 17, the Rangeline Road exit, Mobile. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, you get the all-new 2019 Toyota Tundra with 0% financing or $5,700 in savings. Model 8377. See their inventory at springhilltoyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
All right, 642 FM Talk 106.5. Mobile Mornings on this Wednesday. Glad to have you here. If you get a chance to check the Twitter feed, you'll see it's not as going to be as... the picture's not as exciting for all of us as seeing the FM Talk 106.5 mobile command unit, our mobile studio, up on the battleship today. But I did have my truck up there yesterday driving around on the fantail of the USS Alabama. Just getting ready for today's show. We'll be doing Midday Mobile from noon to 1, and then the Scuttlebutt Radio Network from 1 to 2 live on board the USS Alabama. It's going to be a lot of fun. Invite you all to come out and be part of that. All right. I also, when Kelly had the news headline, I said there was more to this what I'll call the plastic bag legislation that they talked about in Senate committee yesterday in Montgomery. Go back through this for a second, y'all. Senate committee approved, story from Brian Lyman from WSFA, from the Montgomery Advertiser, says a Senate committee approved a bill that would prevent cities in Alabama from imposing regulations on plastic bags, which some states and cities have tried to control over pollution concerns. The Senate Governmental Affairs Committee approved the measure, sponsored by Steve Livingston, Republican out of Scottsboro, on a 9-2 vote. Senators Linda Coleman Madison, Democrat out of Birmingham, and Chris Elliott, Republican out of Daphne, voted no. We talked to Chris Elliott today during Midday Mobile about that. The bill is virtually identical to model legislation on the American Legislative Exchange Council, or ALEC, website. And when we can get more into this cut and paste story, and really, y'all are going to have a big eye opener. This is a bill that looks like it was produced by the plastic bag industry, lobbied out, and shipped to all 50 states to members of the legislature to get them to try to put it into their state legislation. This legislation would prevent local cities and municipalities from banning the use of plastic bags or taxing them. Livingston at the meeting described the bill as addressing the uniformity issue, ensuring there was a single law addressing the issue. He said, "We do have a bag problem, a litter problem. That's a whole different issue from what this is." Okay, we'll get into this deeper. This is one of these things. I am not a anti-plastic bag. I've pointed out, with the plastic bags that you get from the grocery store. I mean, we use them for everything.
Yeah.
I mean, people talk about use them for trash can liners, use them for garbage bags. I use them for luggage,
mm-hmm.
match sets if I get several bags from Walmart or Rouse's or whatever.
I've been using them as dirty diaper holders on their way out to the trash.
They are clutch. You can put the individual diapers and seal them in there. And yeah. Yes, that's a great move. Pick up the dog business if they go in somebody else's yard.
Yep, it can be used for anything.
Hat.
Sometimes you can use it as a hat.
Rain hat. But in seriousness, my problem with this is I want to keep litter out of our waterways. You know how I am on that. But this is not an environmental thing with me. It is the fact that the state wants to mandate the municipality and county what they can choose to do concerning plastic bags. Now, if that is ridiculous that the state of Alabama, just a side rant, we'll pick this up after 8 o'clock, but a side rant here, that the state of Alabama, which rightfully so, dares defend our rights
mm-hmm.
against the federal government. I like that. That same federal government will turn around and do the same thing to counties and municipalities and think nothing of it. And I just want y'all to watch this. This is not, if you watch this bill, this is not about plastic bags and banning plastic bags. I'm going to side with people that I want companies to have the liberty to use plastic bags. I'm with you. It is about the state doing the same thing that the federal government does.
Yeah, because they get upset every time there's overreach with states' rights. Yep. Now they're saying, it makes me want to ban plastic bags, and it makes me want to ban it just to say, just to stick it to the man.
I'm with you on that. It is a strange thing. It puts me in a quandary for sure. All right, we'll talk about that more coming up after 8 o'clock. Plus, Jeff Poor joins us. 6:46, time for more headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A failed attempt to escape from the Stanton prison in Elmore leads to an inmate being shot. And while he did survive the shooting, he will most likely rethink making such an attempt based on where he was shot. 32-year-old Cedric Clayton scaled a razor-topped fence and was even able to get outside of the facility's security area when an officer who was in a guard tower ordered him to stop. Prison officials confirmed the inmate just kept running, and that's when the officer, armed with his shotgun, opened fire, hitting Clayton right in the behind. Clayton was captured later on prison property. He was treated for what's being called a minor wound at a local medical facility, and now he faces charges for the escape. Clayton already is serving 30 years for a 2016 murder conviction in Elmore County. It is day two of teenagers trying once again to outrun the police in a stolen vehicle. This latest incident happened on Tuesday. That's when a 14 and 15-year-old led police on a chase in downtown Mobile. Police spotted the stolen vehicle in the area of Government Street and Washington Avenue, and that's when the teens took off. Mobile Police Department spokesperson says, quote, "He attempted to make a turn. He struck one of the trees, and when he did strike a tree, it actually did not disable the vehicle. He attempted to back away, but was unable to." The pursuit ended with a crash on Duval Street at Kellogg Street, and now the two teens in police custody. And if this headline sounds familiar, on Monday, four teenagers were arrested for stealing a vehicle as well, and they also now face charges. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Where can you find the right tool for the job?
Gulf Coast Tools and Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you find the perfect tool for the job and save money. Locally, Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. And gift certificates are available. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley. And like us on Facebook.
Welcome to Professional Collision, ma'am.
Well, hi there, young man. You know you remind me of my grandson.
Well, I'll take that as a compliment.
Well, you shouldn't. He's the little nincompoop who scratched up my pretty little car. Can you fix this, or are you a nincompoop, too?
Not a nincompoop, ma'am. We got this.
When you bring your car into Professional Collision, you're in good hands. We'll be completely transparent through the whole repair process and never give you the runaround. Bring your car to any of our 7 locations. Visit us online to find out more.
Do you have a car, truck, or SUV that you need to sell? Let's face it, selling a car can be a hassle, and in some cases, a complete waste of time. First, finding the time to take the phone calls from people that either aren't serious or they end up making a ridiculous lowball offer. Even worse, meeting complete strangers at your house that may or may not be casing your home. Unfortunately, with all the scams out there, it's hard to know who's honest and who's not. There is an alternative. We can buy your car directly from you or sell it for you on consignment. This is Marshall Farley with Keith Cann's Classic Cars, and we have plenty of practice when it comes to selling cars. It's what we do. We can handle everything for you, from marketing your car online, arranging financing, even trading in a prospective buyer's car on yours. Even if you owe money on your vehicle, that's not a problem. We can handle everything and pay off your vehicle at the time of sale. So leave it to us at Classic Cars, and we'll take the hassle and worry out of selling your car, truck, or SUV. Come by the store on Cottage Hill Road behind the mall or give us a call at 479-6676. One more thing, it has to be a nice vehicle because at Classic Cars, that's all we sell. Keith Kingan's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
Magic Johnson with a shocking announcement. Auburn's Jared Harper will test the NBA waters and the Braves win again. 10 minutes till 7 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Auburn Tigers junior point guard Jared Harper announced yesterday that he plans to leave school early and enter the NBA draft. Harper ranks 5th in Auburn history in career assists, and he averaged 15.5 points a game this season, helping lead the Tigers to a first-ever Final Four appearance. Under a new rule in college basketball, players are allowed to hire an agent and test the NBA draft waters to see how high they may go in the draft, but they are allowed to rejoin their college team if they withdraw before the draft. As the NBA enters the final day of the regular season today, some shocking news last night as Los Angeles Lakers team president Magic Johnson abruptly announced that he is stepping down from his position in the organization. Johnson announced the news in an impromptu press conference without telling team owner Jeannie Buss or anyone in the organization of his decision.
I got a great life. I was like, damn, I got a great life outside of this. What am I doing? You know, I got a beautiful life. So I'm going to go back to that beautiful life.
This year in Magic's second year at the helm, the Lakers went 37-45 with future Hall of Famer LeBron James now on the team. The Lakers thanked Johnson in a statement, saying in part, "There is no greater Los Angeles Laker than Irvin Johnson. He will always be not only a Lakers icon, but our family." On the court last night, Dwayne Wade and Dirk Nowitzki were honored by their home crowds as both have announced that they will retire following the season. Wade scored 30 points in a 122-99 Miami Heat season finale win over Philadelphia.
It's going to take some getting used to, you know, tuning in, watching this organization, watching my teammates play out here, and I'm not there. It's definitely going to take me a while to get used to it.
The Heat were eliminated from the playoffs with the Detroit Pistons beating Memphis. Nowitzki scored a season-high 30 points in what's likely his final home game as a Dallas Maverick. Dallas defeated Phoenix 120-109. They'll finish their season tonight in San Antonio against the Spurs. And in the majors last night, Max Fried had another great night on the mound for Atlanta in a 7-1 Braves win over Colorado. Ronald Acuna Jr. and Dansby Swanson both homered in the win. 6:53, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. The 2018 Lagniappe Nappy Award winner for Best Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone. For the Fitz & Sons Towing and Recovery, traffic center, disabled vehicle blocking the right shoulder, I-10 westbound around the 17-mile marker near Range Line. Not really affecting traffic. Got one accident, though. Northbound 65, about 2 miles south of 43 at exit 19. Bama Flooring has recently won the Customer Service Award for top-rated local. They sell quality products with professional in-house installers. Bama Flooring, with over 300 waterproof products. They're big enough to give you the deal, small enough to know your name. See them at BamaFlooring.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Century Bank. Since 1903, Century Bank has been a leader in the communities we serve and a top competitor for our customers' banking needs. Century Bank, we take banking personally. Online at centurybank.net.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be warmer with temperatures in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight clear with patchy fog developing after midnight, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with afternoon readings in the lower 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Spring is here, and D&K has everything you need to greet the season in style. New modern fit and slim fit suits are here. Some start as low as two for $200. Linen suits, seersucker suits, and seasonal blazers have arrived in a variety of colors and styles. Designer suits by Ralph Lauren, Michael Kors, and more up to 70% off. Plus, buy one and get a second half off. D&K, your formal wear headquarters with tuxes for purchase or rent starting at only $69.95. All your fine menswear needs at D&K on the Beltline, 665-7.
Are you worried about your retirement, losing money in the stock market, and low interest rates? Listen to Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne. Sundays from 4 until 5 p.m. on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 6:55, FM Talk 106.5. Time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. If you have not yet been to Montgomery's National Memorial for Peace and Justice, you have yet another winning reason to take your family, your friends, or even just go by yourself. As the memorial is one of several Alabama construction projects that recently took national honors thanks to the Associated Builders and Contractors. The 29th Annual Excellence in Construction Awards will recognize several Alabama construction firms. The Eagle Award was awarded to Doster Construction, the general contractor for the memorial project, in the $10 million to $100 million category. A six-acre park overlooking Montgomery, the project spearheaded by the Equal Justice Initiative, is the first memorial in the country dedicated to the stories of more than 4,400 documented lynching victims. General contractor Braisfield and Gorey received four national awards, two first-place Eagle Awards, and two second-place Pyramid Awards. And here in Mobile, the CSX Bayou Sarah Swing Span Replacement also earned first place Eagle Awards. If you love your music and love discovering up-and-coming artists, or maybe artists who have been in the game for some time, South Sounds Music Festival is just for you. And it's this weekend, and it's quite a weekend, as Art Walk is Friday, and Arts and Crafts Market being organized by the Mobile Arts Council is Saturday and Sunday, and Hank Blue Brewery getting in on the fun with a family-friendly venue. South Sounds 2019 performances run from 6 p.m. Friday through 10 p.m. on Sunday. Website says for the festival, there's no pass or wristband that grants blanket festival access. Some venues, though, use individual ticketing or cover charges like Cedar Street, Social Club, O'Daly's, The Merry Widow, and Blind Mule. But good news, if you want to go to the Cathedral Square stage, you can listen absolutely free. For more information, go to southsoundsfest.com. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 6:57, FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings on this Wednesday. And thanks, a lot of texts coming in here. A couple different things here. Number one, we're getting text about those inventions. That list we got that I thought were, they missed a lot on the top 10 inventions. For me, things like antibiotics and air conditioning and all that are most important, but also a lot on this plastic bag ban. Yeah, I do understand that the way the Constitution's set up in Alabama, the state legislature, I mean, heck, they will have to, even things that are county issues, you have to go to Montgomery to find out if you can do them or not. I get how the law works. I just don't like it, as the Alabama legislature will complain about federal overreach, and then they do the same thing, I think, in a state to municipal level. We'll talk about that more when we come back right here on Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.